Samadhi are for the purpose of declaring that we, O Noble, have become in true accord with you. Gifts and presents and offerings bear witness. I am pleased with you.
Okay, look at it. He wants to say that simple stuff, that your action is that activity that I said, being witnessed and stuff like that. But he goes step by step. First is the prayer and fasting and going to Mecca and fighting, which are the basis of Islamic religion, right? Says all of this is that witnessing with your beliefs. Let me go to the next step. That is zakat. That taxes. Somehow you pay whatever money you pay, or the gift you do, or you quit the jealousy. These three, these are again that witnessing and accepting the situation. Then let's go to having a guest and being kind to other people is exactly the same. Because, yes?
Anyone exerts himself in money or in conjuration, what is it? I have a jewel within. I have a jewel, namely abstinence or generosity. This almsgiving and fasting are witnesses in regard to both. Fasting says he has abstained from what is lawful and knows that he has no connection with what is unlawful. And his almsgiving said he gives of his own property. How then should he steal from the religious?
Are you paying attention? He's explaining it to me in a very simple way. He says, listen, okay, there is this stuff that the believers, they go and they give gift to the others. This activity shows something that if this guy, for his belief, is giving out the stuff, so he cannot be a thief to steal it from the other people. That's how it works. When somebody is fasting, means he's not like this stupid guy we're talking about who eats a lot, because that fellow cannot fast. All of these activities, the prayers and the ceremonies, all that happens is in a way for a believer confession that I know there is this connection and it comes from there. Yes.
If he acts as a pickpocket, then the two witnesses are invalidated in the court of divine justice. He is a fowler if he scatters grain, not from mercy and beneficence, but in order to catch.
Aha! Remember, I told you, whatever we talk about, this is good, it could be bad. Because it depends who is doing it and why. Here we say, okay, look at this guy who is going around and throwing some seeds. What is he doing? He's a hunter, and he's throwing these seeds for birdie to come and shoot them. So, this is not giving, although it looks like a giving. The other one is giving, really. Why? Because it's not for benefit. You're not doing it for yourself. Yes?
He is a cat keeping the fast and feigning to be asleep at fast time for the purpose of seizing his ignorant prey. By this unrighteousness, he makes 100 parties suspicious. He causes the generous and abstinent to be in ill repute. Notwithstanding that he weaves crookedly, in the end, the grace of God will purge him of all this.
This is the trick. That even that guy Who is the nasty fellow who is pretending that, yes, I'm fasting, because he wants to fool everyone, even that fellow? God will have pity on him and will change him. Yes.
His mercy takes precedence and bestows on that treachery a light that the full moon does not possess.
This is what we're talking about, yin and yang, both together, but they are not equal, because they could not. Everything is unique, right? So let's talk about God. He has the anger and he has the pity. Then what? Huh? The pity is more than the other one. The pity is the winner. When you talk about those two, one is more advanced, is his rahm, is his giving and his kindness. Yes?
God cleanses his effort of this contamination. The mercy washes him clean of this folly. In order that his great forgiveness may be made manifest, a helmet will cover his baldness. The water rained from heaven that it might cleanse the impure of their defilement.
Why the rain is coming down? I don't mean physical rain. That knowledge which is coming from above is given to us is to clean us, to make it perfect. Don't forget all of that. And this needs more explanation, that clean up. How the water, read the next title.
How the water cleanses all impurity and then is cleansed of impurity by God Most High. Truly.
This is it. Let's not forget that all the goodness is coming from above. Kindness is not something we created. It's coming from Him to the heart in a way that we don't know why. We don't know how. But somehow we feel good in this part, we feel bad in that part. We don't have any logic over there, but that's what it is. His hand is always there and we forget about it. Why? Because we are busy looking at this hand. We are busy with thinking about what can I do. We forget that. What is he doing? I cannot say what he can do. What is he doing? He's giving all this, all the beauty that we know. We owe it to him. If not, we were just the monkeys. The monkeys, they don't appreciate the music, do they? They don't appreciate the paintings. This pleasure is ours, is given to us. Why? Because he's the giver. We'll explain it next time, inshallah. کافران مهمان پیغمبر شدند وقت شام ایشان به مسجد آمد کامدیم شاه ما اینجا قنوب ای تو مهمان دار سکان و خوب آخ بینواییم و رسیده ماز دور هین بیفشن بر سر ما فضل و نور گفت ای یاران من قسمت کنید که شما پر از من و خوی منی پر بود اجسام هر لشگرز شاه زن زنندی تیغ بر اعدای جاه تو به خشم شه زنی آن تیغ را ورنه بر اخوان چه خشم آید تو را بر برادر بیگناهی میزنی عکس خشم شاه گرز دهمنی شاه یکی جان است و لشکر پر از او روح چون آب است و این اجسام جو آب روح شاه اگر شیرین بود جمله جوها پر ز آب خوش شود که رعیت دین شه دارند و بس این چنین فرمود سلطان عباس هر یکی یاری یکی مهمان گزید در میان یک زفت بود و بیندید جسم زخمی داشت کس او را نبود ماند در مسجد چون در جام دو مصطفی بردش چوامند از همه
هفت بز بود شیرده اندر رمه که مقیم خانه بودندی بزان بهر دوشیدن برای وقت خان. نان و آش و شیران هر هفت بز خورد آن بوقهده او جبن قز. جمله اهل بیت خشمالو شدند که همه در شیر و بز طامع بودند. معده تبلیخار همچون تبل کرد قسم هجده آدمی تنها بخورد. وقت خفتن رفت و در حجره نشست پس کنیزی از غضب در را ببست. از برون زنجیر در را در فکند که از او بود خشمگین و دردمند. گبر را در نیمه شب یا صبحدم چون تقاضا آمد و درد شکم از فراش خیش سوی در شتاف دست بر بر چونهاد او بسته یافت. در گشادن هیله کردن هیله ساز نو نو و خود نشد آن بند باز. شد تقاضا بر تقاضا خانه تنگ ماند او حیران و بیدرمان و دنگ. هیله کرد و به خوابم در خزید خیشتن در خواب در ویرانه دید. زن که ویرانه بودم در خاطرش شد به خوابم در همانجا منظرش. خیش در ویرانه خالی چودی او چنان محتاج اندردن برید. گشت بیدار و بدید آن جان خواب پرحدث دیوانه شد از استراب. زندرون او برآمد صد خروش زینچنین رسوایی بیخاک پوش. گفت خوابم بدتر از بیداریم که خورم این سو و آن سو میریم. بانگ میزد وا سبور وا سبور همچنان که کافرم در قهر گور. منتظر که کی شود این شب به سر تا براید برگشادن بانگ در تا گریزد او چو تیری از کمان تا نبیند هیچ کس او را چنان. قصه بسیار است کوتاه می کنم. باز شد آن در رهید از در بگاه. مصطفی صبح آمد و در را گشاد صبح آن گمراه را او راه داد. در گشاد و گشت پنهان مصطفی تا نگردد شرم سار آن مبتلا. تا برون ناید رود گستاخ او تا نبیند در گشاد را پشت رو. یا نهان شد در پس چیزی و یا از ویش پوشید دامان خدا. سبقت لله گاه پوشیده کند پرده بیچون بران ناظر تند. تا نبیند خصف را پهلوی خیش قدرت یزدان از آن بیش است بیش. مصطفی می دید احوال شبش لیک مانع بود فرمان روش. تا که پیش از خفت بکشاید رهی تا نیفتد زن فضیحت در چهی. لیک حکمت بود امر آسمان تا ببیند خیشتن را چنان. بس اداوت ها که آن یاری بود و بس خرابی ها که معماری بود. جام خواب پرحدث را یک فضول قاصدان آورد در پیش رسول که چنین کرده است مهمانت ببین. خنده ای زد رحمتون للعالمین که بیاران متحره اینجا به پیش تا بشویم جمله را با دست خیش. هر کسی میجوز که از بحر خدا جان ما و جسم ما قربان تو را. ما بشوییم این حدث را تو بهل کار دست است این نمت نه کار دل. ای لم رک مر تو را حق عمر خواند پس خلیفه کرد و بر کرسی نشان. ما برای خدمت تو میزهیم چون تو خدمت میکنی پس ما چه؟ گفت آن دانم ولی که این ساعتیست که در این شستن به خیشم حکمتیست. منتظر بودند که این قول نبیست تا پدید آید که این اسرار چیست. او به جد می شست آن احداث را خاص زمر حق نه تقلید و ریا. که دلش می گفت که این را تو بشو که در اینجا هست حکمت تو به تو. کافرک را هیکلی بود یادگار یاوه دیدان را و گشت اون بیخراب. گفت آن حجره که شب جا داشتن هیکل آنجا بیخبر بگذاشتن. گرچه شرمین بود شرمش هرس برد. هرس اژدرهاست نه چیزیست خورد. از پی هیکل شتابندر دوید در وثاق مصطفی و آن را بدید. کانید الله آن حدث را هم به خود خوش همی شوید که دورش چشم بد
هیکلش از یاد رفت و شد.